The regular meeting of the Riodel City Council, held on July 15th, was well attended with numerous residents upset over the recently enacted water rationing. The agenda included the adoption of additional penalties for excessive water usage, but the council held that item over to a special meeting on Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:30 p.m. The existing Stage 3 water emergency already includes penalties for excessive use, which includes a warning for first offense, $250 for a second offense, $500 for a third, and disconnection of water service for continued violations. The proposed fees would either be in addition to or in place of the existing penalties. The fees being considered would kick in if a household used anything over the allotment of 50 gallons a day per person and range from 200 to 400% of the normal charges. One of the main questions posed by the attendees concerned how the city would know how many people were in the home, which would dictate how much water they were allowed to use. The city is still looking at details on how to implement this, but it is clear they will be relying on the honor system in addition to neighbors reporting violations. A number of the attendees spoke to the council to address their concerns about the water emergency. A couple even expressed their opinion that there may not be an actual water emergency and it was a made-up crisis to justify government overreach. The city was called to task for failing to have a backup plan to provide water when the town relies solely on the Eel River. The city water supply used to come from two wells at the former Eel River sawmill site and a spring up on Monument, which were recently put on the market as surplus property, along with a property on Bellevue that reportedly has a water source. Questions have been brought up in the past by residents about the wisdom of selling any potential water resource during a severe drought. The wells have been contaminated at the former sawmill site and are listed as a brownfield cleanup site. However, water treatment, which would be expensive, might be possible. Monument Springs reportedly does not have enough capacity to fulfill the water needs of the city. However, it is a resource that could contribute. The City Council decided to debate taking those properties off the market for the time being. The matter will come up for a vote at the special meeting on July 22nd. During the council meeting, the topic of the recently approved sewer rate structure changes were brought up and the effect of the water emergency. Residents will begin paying sewer rates based on their usage from this past December, January, and February. However, the water rationing could result in some customers paying monthly rates based on higher usage than what they were allowed to actually use during the emergency. The new structure is expected to slightly reduce the sewer rate for many customers, but it will raise rates on some residents and number of businesses. The topic is on the agenda for discussion and a vote on delaying the start date from August 1st to January 1st, provided the water emergency is passed. Video of the July 15th meeting is available at www.riodeltimes.com. The special meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.